Welcome to Radio Theater this morning here on KUMD, the opportunity to talk about theater and related topics on the radio. Mary Gummerson is the Executive Managing Director for the Minnesota Ballet, and it's Nutcracker time again, so she joins us on the phone for us. Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, one of the fun things about a ballet like the Nutcracker, of course, is that there's a comforting familiarity to it. But for a company, for directors, you look at this thing every year, it comes up, it's kind of like a Christmas carol every year, and you think, I got to shake it up, I got to make it fresh, I got to make it interesting without losing the integrity of the performance, without making it different just for the sake of different. So how do you go about doing that?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and that we do want to put our own spin on it each year, make it a little different. It's become a Northland tradition, so we want, like you said, the same sort of things. The story stays the same, but we have this year more new dancers, and each dancer, when they're dancing the Sugar Plum, or they're dancing the Ice Fairy, or they're dancing the older Clara, always puts their own uniqueness and style into the dance. I've seen a lot of the rehearsals this year. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an exciting performance. And it's a little, you know, each one of them brings their own personality. And so I think that's what sometimes comes out, makes it a little different and a little more exciting every year.
And dance, obviously, some forms of dance, the dancer's personality must shine through. Of course, there are dance performances where the idea is only the movement, but especially when you're telling a story, and in particular something like the Nutcracker, the dancer needs to be an actor in addition to a dancer.
Absolutely, they do, because there is no talking. And so you're trying to tell this story through facial expressions, through arm movements, through dance movement. So they do. They all have to be actors. And you want to make sure the person in the last row sees the same thing as the person in the first row. And especially at Nutcracker, everything is bigger. And you've got, you know, a lot of kids in it. A lot of kids come to see the Nutcracker. So absolutely, they have to be almost as strong actors as they are strong dancers.
Now, in terms of the Minnesota Ballet, as a classroom space in addition and a teaching space, when you invite dancers into the company, these are folks that have already had some training. Do they get additional classes at the Minnesota Ballet? I mean, I'm sure that they have to have regular ballet basics classes to keep up their skills, but do they have additional classes at the Minnesota Ballet, or do they come as fully prepared performers and they just need to rehearse?
Well, that most of them, because we're a professional company, they come prepared. They're dancing. They have a strong base for their dancing. We do hire apprentices this year. We have several apprentices and one trainee. And we sort of bring them up. But dancers start each day, all of them, all ballet dancers, with class taught by either a ballet master or the artistic director. And so that's their warm-up and their refinement of their skills. So there isn't a ballet dancer if they're still dancing. That's how they start out every day. But many of the dancers, when they're not on company time and they're at layoff, they go and they learn more and go to intensive studies throughout the United States. We have dancers that come here, and we have guest teachers come in. And so throughout it, they're constantly refining their skills as a dancer. But every day, they refine that every morning by taking, it's an hour and a half class.
I'm interested if the Minnesota Ballet, or, you know, what might be available for for dancers that want to learn maybe more about that acting piece. They've worked and been so relentlessly disciplined in terms of what their bodies need to be able to do in order to accommodate the demands of this very demanding ballet dance discipline. Do they go someplace and say, hey, I think I want to take some acting classes so I can kind of add that to my repertoire?
Absolutely. And a lot of companies will teach character classes, character acting classes, because that's unique. Not every dancer is going to, you know, like you said, always be in the Nutcracker. And so they need to learn those skills. It just because you're dancing, character acting doesn't just automatically come. So, yes, they take character acting classes. They can go, like, you know, to different schools that primarily just teach that. And so, yeah, they continue to work on those skills and learn from, you know, actors.
That's fascinating. Boy, that is cramming an awful lot in a comparatively short career. A lot, I mean, very high demands. And, well, of course, not everybody can be Robert Gardner and Alan Fields, you know, and just, you know, continue to be able to pursue their love of dance and their love of teaching as time goes on. Mary, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and you guys just have a wonderful run of the Nutcracker.
Thank you very much. I enjoy talking with you, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Mary Gummerson is the Executive Managing Director of the Minnesota Ballet, and she joined us this morning as our guest on Radio Theater. Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.